Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Good morning. Monday, November 9th. Going to be 21 degrees today and sunny. And I don't know about you, and I can't put my finger on it, but it does feel like a weight is lifted across the world. Not exactly sure why. It just feels different.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Like, so, hopefully some rights will be intact by the end of this year, you know?
Who knows?
We'll see. Yeah, okay.
Who knows? Congratulations to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, Canadian raised.
Woo!
Very proud.
Look at that.
Very lovely. And hey, congratulations to you. It's going to be the one of the most beautiful weeks in November you've ever seen in your entire life. I cannot believe we got highs over 20 degrees all week long. No rain in the forecast. What are we going to do with ourselves, guys? It's our last week before indoor dining returns. Shall we get out to the patio and get a tan?
I might.
You're going to get burnt.
Lay out on my back patio with my shirt unbuttoned and let the sun just hit my chest. Ooh. And then like lightly rub it with my fingertips.
I like that. That's a right idea.
Enjoy that image.
Actually, well, I guess we should check in with everybody. We already know how TJ's going today, but what's up?
Well, besides the plans of rubbing my chest, I want to know when Adam Sandler is going to get his Oscar, because his Halloween movie, Hubie Halloween, is the most successful Netflix film of 2020.
Hubie Halloween?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it come up.
It's
on my Netflix.
So bad. It's really amazing.
Good. Is it?
It's the best movie of all time.
No. It's actually very funny.
Really funny.
All right.
And the story is he was upset, air quotes, that he got snubbed for Uncut Gems and didn't get an Oscar win. So he said, oh, I'm just going to make the dumbest movie I possibly can, which ended up being Hubie Halloween.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
You got to watch that.
All right, Jax, what about you?
I want to give a shout out to Alora and Fergus. I'm obsessed. Like, I'm leaving Toronto. No, I love Toronto. Hang on a second here. But I went to Alora for the first time ever this weekend, and it's literally like Europe in Ontario. It's the most beautiful town I've ever been to in my entire life. Everybody's so nice. Everybody's practicing safe social distancing, respectful. It was sunny. Feel alive again, boys.
Oh, that's good.
Love it.
A rejuvenation. Jesse?
I also wanted to talk about Netflix. They're launching a new feature in France. They're starting out in France. It's going to be called Direct, and it's literally TV. So they're just going to run Netflix shows on a little thing you can hit. And then if you don't want to make a decision, you can just hit Netflix Direct.
I love
that. And then it'll just show a show.
That's a good idea.
And then the shows are just on.
Sometimes you just don't want to make a choice.
Yeah.
And then, because then you don't want to feel bad about the choice you made. So if the TV makes the choice for you, it's like, well, this kind of sucks, but I didn't choose this.
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks a lot, TV.
Yeah. Honestly, sometimes it's like when you listen to the radio and a song comes up and you're like, oh, I like that song, but I never would have picked that on my Spotify.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, did you hear? Joe Biden was elected the 46th president of the United States this weekend. Some cool news from that. Kamala Harris becomes the first Black and South Asian woman vice president. And she went to high school in Montreal. So that's pretty neat.
Oui, oui.
Also, Joe Biden's German Shepherd Major will become the first foster dog in the White House. So yay to that good boy. And, oh, Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA cracked the top 100 chart this weekend.
Something tells me if it had gone the other way, this would not be on the
charts
again.
The memes with this song, all over the internet this weekend. It was incredible.
The internet was a fun place this weekend.
It really was.
For certain parts of it, at least. Oreo has created an asteroid-proof doomsday vault that ensures cookies can survive the apocalypse. They placed the recipe, some powdered milk, and a few packs of cookies in the vault that could withstand an asteroid blast. The idea was inspired by the Global Seed Vault. Do you guys know what that is?
Yeah, that's where they have all the seeds for everything.
Yeah.
What?
So in 2008, off the coast of Norway, they put together a doomsday vault that had over 930,000 different types of seeds in it.
Just in case.
Just in case something bad happens. The only problem is I don't think a lot of people know where the vault is.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah,
so
you don't know where the vault is. You probably can't open it because it's asteroid proof. And then even if you did, like, where are you going to plant it? Like, if the asteroid hit the Earth, like, you're toast for a while.
The important thing is we have it.
Can we go back to talking about Miley Cyrus? This got dark.
Okay.
Let's talk about something else. How about Movember?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Day 9, my babies, and Jax, you pointed out this morning that there is some notable growth on my upper lip.
It's because you shaved the bottom part.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. It's a light dusting, I'd say.
A light dusting. It's like that first snowfall in December where you're like, oh, this wasn't quite snow. It was more of a flurry.
Yeah. Or when you get a chocolate glazed donut, but there isn't enough glaze.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're like, no, yeah, cream, it's still
cheese,
delicious.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, Movember is in support of men's health, both physical and mental. So if you would like to donate to a really fantastic cause, yes, there's a link to my page in my bio on Instagram at OnAirTJ. You can also check it out on our website, 999virgradio.ca. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio. A
couple good morning shout outs from cities outside the GTA. Belleville and Halifax weighing in this morning. Ah. Both saying good morning.
Good morning.
So good morning, Belleville. Good morning, Halifax.
Yeah.
And good morning to you. Now, there were spontaneous dance parties all, woo, over the United States. And actually, apparently one in Toronto this weekend, too.
There was a bunch of them. People were celebrating all over Queen. And I actually saw one personally, Ossington and Bloor. A bunch of cars were stopped and people just danced, like music.
Oh, no way.
Out of cars.
Wow.
It was just like celebration was beautiful.
Oh, now, cool, wherever you fall politically, these celebrations happen because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won the election. Now, there are some people that will tell you that that is still disputed. It's not. But it will be, you know, this is not one of those things that's going to go easy. The next few months are going to be a bit bumpy, as the last 4 years have been. Now, it doesn't stop people from celebrating, though, because that's part one of victory.
Exactly.
Now, French TV, and I'm not talking about Quebec French, I'm talking about France.
Yeah.
Send some reporters over. It's a pretty big deal when the Americans have an election, right? For any country.
Yeah.
So this poor reporter is trying to do his report, and there is a topless drunk man with a COVID mask on.
Love it.
Jumping in. At least he's safe, but he's not social distancing. However, he's very funny.
France is beautiful.
Hey, he didn't search the song.
Hey, it's time to go.
Well, nice.
I love a croissant. Oh, man. I'm there. Du fromage.
Wow.
I heard
croissant,
fromage?
Escargot, omelette du fromage.
Yeah. I mean, he knows his French food. Yeah.
Three pillars of French cooking, right?
All delicious. Oh, man.
I do love that he's shirtless.
Yeah.
And still wearing a mask.
Yeah.
What bothers me is that he's shirtless, he's drunk.
Yeah.
And he looks amazing. This guy is in incredible shape. And I'm like, I hate you. I couldn't look that good sober.
Yeah, no.
Anyway. Now, I'm assuming the French don't appreciate when you say things like that and then the ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
However, you can understand how the French reporter broke down laughing because it was pretty funny.
And we've also seen people hop into like live newscasts and do a lot worse. So like, that's great. You know what I mean? Like, that's okay. He was just excited and talking about French food. Like, let him have it. That's okay.
Very true.
Also, France is a free the nipple country, so they don't have problems.
Are they
with
actually
nipples?
A free the nipple?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, so they'd be cool with his nipples being on.
I feel like you're making this up. Are they a free the nipple?
Not sure.
Remember when free
accurate.
The nipple was a thing? Like, why can't we put nipples on Instagram? Well, because there's kids there.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A dining dome was found floating in Lake Ontario. Oh, you might recognize dining domes as the domes that they put on patios.
Yeah.
So that we can continue to enjoy dining within the dome.
Good explanation, TJ.
Did you write their Amazon description?
I did, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
5 stars. No, they put them on patio so that it keeps you distance from everybody and also keeps you nice and warm. But anyway, one blew into the lake and then it sank.
Oh no!
And I don't know why, but it's a very Toronto thing to happen, is it,
it
not?
Is, especially right now.
Yeah.
The weird thing, we got a text message about this last week. They're like, hey, indoor dining's banned, but we're eating indoors in these bubbles?
Yeah.
And they have, like, no air circulation? Yeah. And then, like, what happens afterwards? Do people just come in with a bunch of disinfectant and disinfect the whole bubble?
I don't have answers for you, so I'm not
really... No, it's a good point.
It's a really good point, yeah.
I picture it a lot being... Remember in Monsters, Inc., when they have a 2319? And the monster comes out of the closet and he has a sock stuck on him.
Yeah.
So then they shave the monster and they spray everything down.
Yeah.
That's essentially what they do to the bubbles.
I don't think they're doing that.
Either that or they're throwing them in Lake Ontario, it seems.
And by the way, what's dirtier, a bunch of people in the bubble or a bunch of Lake Ontario water in the bubble?
Lake Ontario is clean, right?
Sure, man.
I know.
Yeah.
You didn't grow
up when you grew up here.
I know.
Okay. So when TJ and I were growing up, you didn't go, it wasn't that you didn't go in.
Yeah.
You didn't go near it.
Yeah.
They told, like, I had a grade 5 teacher who actually tried to scare us into thinking that it was so dirty that your feet would turn purple if you walked in. And she was like, don't ever go near that lake. Because I grew up in Scarborough, very near the lake, right?
Yeah,
and there was like a Joya Scarborough. There was also an asbestos-laden glass plant
right
next to it, too, at Port Union in Lawrence. If anybody grew up there, they know what I'm talking about. And so, like, they had to, like, they were like, stay away from this whole area. It's a biohazard. And what did they do? Built a huge subdivision on it.
Yeah.
Well, so, at least we have the CN Tower.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
shout out those domes.
But it's totally clean now. Yeah. It's totally clean.
Yeah, man.
You can drink it.
Totally.
Mmm.
Delicious. Tasty.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Lost in all the hoopla this weekend was another piece of great news. This was like the best news weekend probably that's happened in 2020. Mm-hmm. Health officials in Canada, who are famously conservative about these things. They do not, they don't say anything good. It's always bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
Are cautiously optimistic about a COVID-19 vaccine being ready early next year.
Wow.
Cautiously excited, but that still has the word excited.
Optimistic.
Optimistic, sorry. I got excited. I think that's why. Yeah.
Now, health officials, by the way, have to be as cautious as possible with their optimism because they don't want to get everybody all jacked up and excited and then let them down, right?
Yeah.
It hurts your credibility. So our Canadian health officials have been a bit doom and gloom, and they've had to be. Mm-hmm. That's the job. And they're trying to keep the COVID numbers down. And so far, relative to the rest of the world, we haven't done too bad.
Yeah.
Now, what they're saying is, and this is Dr. Theresa Tam, who you know well.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The doses would be in short supply at first, and then it kind of forces governments to go, who gets it first?
Yeah.
Now, the key here is that it goes to seniors and marginalized communities.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially those in the north, like the Aboriginal communities and that sort of thing, because that's where it needs to go first. But what it does mean is when those communities start to be immunized, a lot of regular everyday life can open up again quicker because the risk is much lower for people of, say, our age and our health. So if you're not immunocompromised, there's a pretty good chance that things will open back up a lot faster at that point, even if you don't have the vaccine, because the people we are trying to protect will then be immunized. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Once the priorities are kind of taken care of, then it begins, opens
And then like, by the time it rolls around to us, like things should already be rolling. Like they're saying that if you're young and healthy, or from what I'm understanding anyway, if you're young and healthy, you'll probably be back somewhat full time to whatever it is you were doing before with a mask, with social distancing, before you get your immunization, because again, the risk would be much, much lower and the spread would be much, much lower.
This is cool. This is obviously great news and something to look forward to, but can we still make a promise that we're going to keep the 6 foot apart rule?
No, we can't. That's not possible.
No. In the grocery store, that's mandatory from now on to the end of days.
I want to hug my friends. I want to grind on strangers. Okay? That's what I want.
That's fine, but stay away from me in the produce.
You know what I never want to say again? It's a crazy world out there.
Right?
Yeah.
If I hear unprecedented times one more time.
Oh, yeah. No more. No more, please. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Sad news this morning. Longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has died after his battle with cancer. The beloved game show host and Canadian native announced in March 2019 that he'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer via video message. And then he checked in a year later to update his fans and followers of his health status. And again in July, saying his treatment was ongoing and that he was in good spirits. The Mod Club is closing down. This is obviously really sad news for the music scene in the city. Thousands of Torontonians took a trip down memory lane online, talking about like their favorite shows they've seen at the Mod Club. And a lot of big name artists actually got their, air quotes, start there. One huge one, of course, being The Weeknd. I posted a photo on his Instagram earlier this year performing on the stage and said that Mod Club, that stage, changed my life.
It's like where it all started for him, right?
Yeah.
Really.
You know, and the thing is that pre-pandemic, this was already an issue, right? We already had a lack of venues, small venues downtown. We've lost Reverb. We've lost a ton of other places. And I think it's like Lee's Palace that's left. Lee's Palace, El Macombo, Opera House, Danforth Music Hall. But it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
And not only were they incredible for like live music, they also hosted a ton of big events like Pride. That's where like a lot of the big dance parties for Pride was, because it had big capacity, but also like the ability to serve everybody, you know, fairly and safely.
100%.
So it's super sad.
Nearly half of happiness is genetic. So,
oh my gosh,
this has been a super fun trend.
Yeah, hey.
Why did you pack these three stories together?
You know, I don't know.
Sad, sad, sad.
Maybe. I'll make an adjustment.
All right. Yeah.
Just maybe.
I think you should.
According to new research published in the Journal of Happiness Studies, a trusted name in happiness studies, genetic influences account for 32 to 40% of the variation in overall happiness, meaning that there are some genes that have a little bit more happiness than others, that type of stuff. For example, a specific variation of the gene 5-HTTLPR, you know that one, was found likely to contribute to humans having a higher life satisfaction. So the next time someone calls you grumpy, just say, hey man, it's my parents' fault. And their parents' fault. And their parents' fault.
I don't know if you... Okay.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Enjoy the day. Season.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The value of the Full House house. Well, it's like the Mona Lisa. It's irreplaceable.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful house. Yeah. You know, it really is, though.
Yes.
Full House and Fuller House, I might add. Same house. Now, the inside of the Full House house does not look like what you expect. It's just a normal house. Yeah. It doesn't look like a TV set. Yeah. Weird, right? However, people do go see the Full House house. Producer Jesse did. And over the weekend, it sold for $5 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you have to think, with a house like that, that the price is probably higher than average because it is famous, but also kind of a pain in the butt, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you met the owner.
Yeah, I saw it in February, and there was no one in there at the time, but the neighbors, it's so annoying if you're the neighbors, because I was waiting there with my girlfriend to take pictures out in front of the house, and there was another family who just pulled up in a car to take pictures, and just a lineup of people, and it's on a regular street.
Yeah.
It's just a normal street you can walk down. There's this house that people are just lined up in front of, and if you live there, you're like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, my neighbors just have people trying to take a picture in front of this red door. So, yeah. It's gorgeous, though.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. It's a beautiful neighborhood, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful part of San Francisco.
$5 million, though. That's not that crazy for us, especially San Francisco.
It's
worth $5 million American, though,
which is true.
Or 8 Canadian.
Okay, yeah, that's quite a bit.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Now, my question to you is, by the way, the house is 3,700 square feet.
Ooh.
That is all of my apartments ever combined.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I have a question for you. Have you ever gone to specifically seek out like a movie location thing? Like when I was in New York and I was like 10, I loved the Ghostbusters. So we went and saw the Ghostbusters like where like Zool was, or like, you know, that big tower. And then we also went and saw the fireplace, or like the old fire hall that they stay in and stuff like that. My mom was really cool about that.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty neat. Now, I know TJ's got a good one about New York as well.
I have a couple for New York. So when I went to New York, I wanted to see some like How I Met Your Mother landmarks.
Yeah.
Because fan.
How I Met Your Mother and landmark go together, but okay.
They're landmarks, man. How dare you? The big one I saw was the Friends Fountain, the one that they're dancing in. So the fountain itself is actually in Central Park.
Okay.
But if you recall, in the intro, they're dancing in front of like a bunch of apartments. So the story is that they filmed it in the fountain in Central Park, but then they put a different backdrop in. So I went with an ex at the time. An ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
An ex currently at this time.
Yes. Currently an ex. We didn't get along very well.
No.
And I was like, she was saying, this is the Friends Fountain. And I'm like, are you sure? Because it's in Central Park and I know that it's not. And then she said, do you think I'm wrong? And then we didn't talk for the rest of the day.
I feel like if that's like what's going to set it off, maybe there were some underlying problems, you know?
And there might have been.
Yeah,
but the important thing was I was right.
It's always fun when you're on a vacation with one other person and you guys can't talk to each other. Jax, what about you? You ever done anything?
I haven't really gone out to see it, like, anything wild set-wise, but I really want to see the Rosebud Motel, Schitt's Creek. I really want to go see it. Yeah, I really, really want to go see it. Apparently, a lot of folks getting pictures right now.
416-872-9999. 999-999 text. We already have a couple texts coming in, including this one. I love this one because my friend lived down the street from it. So the It House, when it was filmed in Oshawa.
Oh, really?
My friend Steve was just down from that, and they went and took a picture in front of it. Yeah.
Cool.
It was just on like a random corner. I forget. Is it near? It's off Harmony or something like that? Yeah. Anyway. Really, really cool. There's a ton of others coming in, but hit us up with yours. Again, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. And if your story includes a point where you're not talking to your ex, then you've matched TJ.
Yeah.
Good for you. Imagine fighting over the Friends Fountain.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine. I lived it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Famous movie landmarks you've gone to visit. I mean, if you've been to Toronto City Hall, then you've seen most of Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
Because that's where most of
the
it
really
takes place.
Hard parts of Handmaid's Tale. Yeah,
I think Rosedale, right? Isn't that where the neighborhood is?
Yeah, they do a lot of filming up in Rosedale. A lot of filming in Guelph, Kitchener, Waterloo.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
So there you go. So if you
love
if you're from Guelph, you've already seen it.
Yeah.
Now 416-872-9999 999-999 to text. TJ, do we have a few text messages we want to get to? Before
yeah,
this call?
From the 289, we went to see the Lincoln Memorial in Washington just because it was in Transformers.
Can't you just go see the Lincoln Memorial
because he's
Lincoln?
No,
because Shia was there with Megan.
Yeah,
you gotta go see it.
Okay. By the way, the Lincoln Memorial is stunning. You should go.
Yeah, because it was in Transformers. That's what I'm saying. Another one from the 905. I saw the Shameless house in Chicago. You guys ever watch Shameless?
Which is just a dilapidated, crappy house,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Another one from the 416. I was in New Orleans earlier this year and went to the house where American Horror Story Coven was filmed.
Oh,
just
cool.
Terrifying. In person.
Very cool.
And another one here from the 416. The set from Lost in Hawaii. I went 3 years ago. And they probably enjoyed the first three seasons of it. And then the rest of it was garbage, I bet. Which is a deep cut Lost reference that everybody will appreciate.
Hey, what movie did you follow around in Toronto?
Scott Pilgrim.
Yes!
And you went and saw all the locations?
Yeah, so one of my my now fiance and I's first dates, we went out and did the walk. We did Honestead, the Pizza, Casa Loma. I did all the different shots from the movie when Honestead still existed.
Yeah, incredible.
Wow.
Like, because it's something cheap and affordable that you could do at the time.
Right. Well, it's, I mean, I've never seen the movie, but I've heard it's like a huge, like it's like a love letter to Toronto, yeah. and it's really nice.
Little Factory.
It is. It's like a cult classic, though, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Little Factory, I was in it.
No way.
Yeah, I was an extra in Scott Pilgrim
vs. Shut up, really?
Yeah, so down on Commissioner Street, it was like a union non-union call for extras, and yep. I was an extra. They recreated on Commissioner Street I'm blanking on the bar name, I think it's government, but they recreated that bar as a full set, and one of the Culkins was there, and I was a rowdy crowd
was
member
in
the back.
Was this when you lived here or before you lived here?
It's when I moved here between first and second year of college and thought that the big city was for me.
So government would have still existed?
Yeah, so they couldn't get, I don't think they could get the bar rights for it, so they recreated it, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Man, thanks for the call.
Not a problem.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ended up at a famous movie scene or a famous television show location. The Full House house sold for $5 million over the weekend.
Oof.
Producer Jesse's been there. He said the neighbors were just annoyed by the whole place all the time.
Yeah, it's too many people around all the time.
Yeah, taking pictures and stuff like that. And by the way, the house does not look inside like it did on the TV show. That was a TV set. Weird. I know.
I'm ruining my dreams. I don't like that.
Hey, so where did you go and see?
So my best friend and I are a big fan of the TV show Gossip Girl.
So
when we went to New York City, we went to like so many of the major scenes that are in the show, but our favorite was the Empire, which was like a very popular hotel in the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually like snuck to the rooftop because like there were so many like, you know, dramatic scenes up there. It was actually amazing.
Are you allowed to go up to the rooftop, or is it one of those where like, let's get up the fire escape?
Yeah, we like went to the 12th floor and climbed up some stairs. And went
Okay, so this was frowned upon. So
cool. I respect that.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I agree about going to visit that hotel in with Schitt's Creek, the Rosebud. I would love to see that.
Right, apparently it's amazing. And I mean, it's only in Orangeville,
apparently,
so like, not far.
It's a roadside motel that's been abandoned. I don't know if it's that amazing.
No, it's amazing to see if you love the show. Frig off.
I love the show too, but I've seen, there's a million of those up the 401.
No, I know.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Not sure if you heard this or if this is, you know, common knowledge at this point, but Joe Biden was elected the 46th president of the United States this weekend. Some cool news coming from that. Kamala Harris becomes the first Black and South Asian woman vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to high school in Montreal, which is really rad. Also, Joe Biden's German Shepherd Major will be the first foster dog in the White House. So yay to that good boy. Oh, and Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA made it back on the charts this weekend. It broke into the iTunes top 200 chart.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Let it ride. It's a what?
It's a party in the USA.
Yeah, I don't feel like this would have happened
had the election gone the other way.
No, absolutely not.
No. Just a thought. I mean,
we've been like the Imperial March from Star Wars.
I did see, you do see Trump, the supercuts of him dancing, which are very funny. It's just, he just kind of stands there and pumps a fist every once in a while.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He's like, terrifying. Yes. I'm just going to say it. Yeah.
Ah, man, he's golfing. He's retired now.
Hey, here's a fun story. Nearly half of happiness is genetic, so ooh, yay.
Cool.
Yeah, you got no choice. According to new research published in the Journal of Happiness Studies, genetic influences account for 32 to 40% of the variation in overall happiness. So they're saying that some specific variations have obviously more happiness genes in it. Like there's one 5-HTTLPR, which if you have, is found to likely contribute to humans having higher life satisfaction. So the next time someone calls you a grumpy Gus, just say, hey, friend, it's not my fault. It's genetics.
Okay.
Also, it is Movember. Day 9, and as Adam Wilde, producer Jesse, and Jackson C, it is coming in pretty thick.
Rub it against the microphone. I love when you do that.
You can hear sound this time. That's a stark improvement.
Is it his skin or is it his hair?
You know, go to someone's house and they make you breakfast and then they butter the toast, but then they don't put enough butter on the toast? That's what his mustache looks like.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
I like exactly where you went with that. Yeah.
In all seriousness, Movember is a phenomenal cause supporting men's health, both physical and mental. And I am growing a mustache for the month of November in support of this and raising a bit of money. So I know it's tough times right now, but if you got a couple bucks that you got left over that you could help us out with, you can click the link. It's in our Instagram stories at Virgin Radio Toronto. It's also in the link in my bio at OnAirTJ on Instagram. And that is what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
President of something.
Yeah.
Now, most presidents, prime ministers, leaders of countries, have to do multiple things, the things that they are good at. They are the experts. They're not really the experts in anything. They're kind of like jack of all trades, and then they hire the experts to sort of figure it out.
Yeah.
But you are the expert in this case, and you are elected president of this one thing.
Okay.
It could be making something, doing something, whatever it is, noun, verb, adjective, whatever you want. So what is it for you? Now, TJ, we've already decided is creepy mustache.
Have we?
President of creepy mustache.
No, yeah, that's what you are.
Oh, man. Well, it was the job I was elected for, so I guess I will appease the masses and just do my civic duty.
Now, TJ, how do you... I feel like Jax is going to be, like, president of, like, kindness.
The president of telling you what moon we're in.
Yeah, good vibes.
I'm not the astrology president. We have to clarify that.
Okay, so what are you president of, then?
Trinity Bellwoods.
I was going to say hugging, but like that's just...
Hugging works.
Falls right in line with what we were
hugging
saying.
Hugging really works.
I love to give hugs.
I'm going to let you...
You're a good hugger.
I don't even know what I would be.
Oh.
The president of sweat.
I was about to say president of being warm even when it's cold out.
Yeah.
Just like so hot. But all like right, not just right. sweat, hairy sweat, you know?
Yeah. Thanks for that. TJ, what did the text say?
Text from the 905. I am the president of picking all the wrong men.
Yeah.
Oh.
Preach.
Yeah.
From the 416, I would be the cheesecake president.
Oh, damn.
That would be
now
a president worth being.
I'm wondering, if you're the cheesecake president, do you eat a lot of cheesecake or do you make a lot of cheesecake?
Could be both. Mm. A connoisseur of cheesecakes, just in general.
I just wonder if you're more manufacturing or consumption.
That would be a lot of responsibility, too, because wouldn't that make you, like, the knower of what is bad cheesecake, then, right?
Oh, you'd be the arbiter.
That's hard.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. That's
absolutely.
Hard,
hard life.
From the 647, I would be the president of entertaining. I'm the hostess with the mostest over here.
Really? Jax is a good hostess.
Thank you.
Wonderful host.
Yeah. Whenever you go to Jax's house, you're like, you're going to eat delicious food. You're going to have a good time. You're going to have no access to any kind of music because her Bluetooth stereo.
Stop it, Adam. Oh, I know it does.
It's the worst Bluetooth speaker ever.
It's you a turn Bose up the volume speaker and the charger's not working anymore, okay? Yeah. It's
throw it in the lake.
It's so bad. Even when it was new, it was terrible. It's so bad, Jax. Come on.
You know what?
You have a Google Home now, do you not?
I do, but
is it not 1,000 times better?
It's not loud enough.
Yeah, well.
But here's the thing. As the president of hugging, you're not getting a hug.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Wow. You're cut off.
Last one here from the 416. I'd be the president of napping, and everyone would be entitled to a nap at lunchtime, just like in Europe.
God. Adam, you're good at napping too. You can nap anywhere.
So okay, so my daughter Everly will sleep for a couple hours every afternoon.
Yeah,
and that's daddy's sleep time too.
Yeah, I two of them.
Put Everly down, and daddy puts himself down.
A
and
sweaty it's nap.
Yeah, this sweaty nap.
One more here. I'd be the president of being left on red.
Oh! Keep them coming. 999-999 to text. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Boom! You're now the president. But of what? What would you be the president of if you were elected the head of something? Got to be an expert in the subject of something. Jax, president of hugs. Mm-hmm. TJ, president of creepy Movember mustaches.
Yeah.
He is raising money, by the way. How can people donate?
You can go over to my Instagram feed at OnAirTJ and click the link in my bio.
Isn't it also on the Virgin pages?
Yeah, but more importantly, it's on my personal feed, which you can follow to see what I'm up to on a daily basis.
Have we ever shouted out our own Instagram stuff?
I don't think you need to.
At JaxOnAir.
Stop, guys. I'm playing catch up. You know I am.
And then delete TJ. Well, no, I'm just kidding.
And then, so anyway, back to the subject matter at hand. I would be the president of being sweaty even when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're so what warm. Do we have on the text messages?
We have, from the 905, I'd be the president of loving cats. I don't know if they mean the animal or the beloved movie, but I'm going to say
it's the animal.
Yeah. So cute.
From the 416, the president of winning arguments. That'd be a good president to be. From the 607, the president of forcing my friends to take boomerangs, clinking our drinks together every time we go out.
Gather that content.
Oh, man, you got to love boomerangs.
Oh, man.
2017 all over again.
TJ, stop
it. Hi, I'm 2017, and I like boomerangs.
Stop it, TJ.
Can we talk about the fact that... No. Has there ever been a boomerang that isn't people clinking glasses?
Let people live,
does one exist?
No, stop.
Is there a boomerang that's ever not been a cheers?
Yeah, sometimes you move your arms and you dance a bit.
You flail.
Yeah.
Those
ones. God. Stop it, guys. You know what? Stop it.
I got two more. From the 905, the president of rinsing dishes before they go in the dishwasher.
Which is the wrong thing to do,
it's the right thing. You're wrong in this.
You throw your dishwasher senses off. Anyway.
I don't think they're self-aware.
Senses,
I don't think they have senses. And the last one here, the president of leggings. My qualifications, having 30 different pairs of black ones.
How many leggings do you guys have? You guys have any leggings?
Yeah, I have a few pairs,
Okay. What are leggings?
Fashion leggings, or they're just like tights. So
like
you can also have like workout. Thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so the male version is the Lululemon jogger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, which we wear like every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
We definitely just
fashion
sweats. Oh, you wear them all the time. Nice try.
I'm wearing jeans as we speak. Stop it.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has died after his battle with cancer. The beloved game show host and Canadian native announced in March 2019 that he'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He checked in a year later, March 2020, to update his fans, and then again in July, saying his treatment was ongoing and that he was in good spirits. The Mod Club is closing down. This is obviously really sad news for the music scene in Toronto. Thousands of Torontonians went online and were talking about their favorite memories of the Mod Club.
Yeah.
A lot of big-name artists actually got their start there, and one of the biggest on the planet, The Weeknd, did. He actually shared a photo earlier this year of the Mod Club saying, "Mod Club, that stage changed my life." It's a bummer, man. There's not, like, all the music venues in the city are closing down.
And they were closing down beforehand.
Yeah.
And I also think there's some bylaw issues with that. Like, I know the building that we're in used to be a club called Whiskey Saigon. And then they actually, they used to, basically there was some stuff in the early 2000s that basically outlawed big nightclubs. So any of the big nightclubs that are still here
have
been here for a long, long time, but you're not allowed to have any more. But Queen Street, where we're on, used to be like nightclub center, old buildings, right? Huh. So we got to sort of do something to protect the nightlife that we have, especially with a vaccine on the horizon and all this stuff is due to come back. We've got the El Macombo, Lee's Palace, Danforth Music Hall and Opera House, and I think that's it. Maybe the Duke in Leslieville?
Yeah.
Like, it's
like
not a lot.
Few and far between. And not only like are these concert venues I was saying earlier, but like at least the Mod Club did a lot of Pride events there too.
Yeah.
So it was one of the larger capacities places. Like, it's a safe space, right? So it's like, come on! Like, what is this going to look like on the other side? Because there is going to be another side.
Can I tell you a funny story?
What?
I did a Lava Life event at the Mod Club.
Oh, dear God.
So I was with Virgin Radio. So they this is like 10 years ago. They bought
Sexy.
They did this thing where they did the top singles in Canada for men and women. And then they brought them together and it was like a mixer. And then a bunch of people signed up to meet the top singles so they could potentially date the top Lava Life singles.
Whoa.
And it was weird because
you were a top single?
No, I wasn't. Okay. I wasn't. It was, I hosted the event and Jason Derulo was actually the musical guest.
What?
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Did he say his name?
Yeah, he had In My Head and What You Say out at the time, so he was pretty big. And then so what happened was it was funny. You talk to the women's side and they're all these nice, kind, earnest, honest people.
Rad ladies.
And all of the guys who were the top singles were like, yeah, I've been in Lava Life on and off for the last 10 years. It's been the greatest 10 years of my life. There's just a bunch of shiesty, gross F-boys.
Lava letters.
And all the girls were like,
Yeah,
these guys.
And then you'd be like, hi, I'm Adam. Yeah, I am also nice.
Yes,
you can hear me on the radio.
Yeah. That's right.
Oreo. Yes, the cookie Oreo has created an asteroid-proof doomsday vault that ensures cookies will survive the apocalypse.
Wow.
They put the recipe, some powdered milk, and packs of cookies in the vault that can withstand an asteroid blast. The idea was inspired by the Global Seed Vault, which opened in 2008 off the coast of Norway, which, if you don't know, contains over 930,000 different types of seeds in an attempt to save the world if the bad stuff happens.
Did they put double stuffed in there? Because as far as I'm concerned, that's the only Oreo worth having.
Okay. Can we have an honest discussion right now about how birthday cake Oreos are
God-tier level? I've never had it. And that's all people talk about, birthday cake Oreos.
Ooh. Never had it.
Remember the chocolate ones, too?
It's just a chef kiss.
Chocolate ones are better. Okay. Anyways.
All right. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.